Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. It's the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College as the Broncos get set to take on Sterling in our first ball game tonight. This will be a women's affair, and then we've got Hastings against Tabor in game number two. I'm Mike Willen, calling the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Hastings coming in, a record of 4 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Broncos kind of in uncharted territory here. It's not normal that Hastings has lost 4 games in a row in women's college basketball, but that's the case here today. Hastings trying to break a 4-game losing streak as they play Sterling College here this afternoon. Sterling coming in, a record of 3 wins and 4 losses on the season. This is the first time since the 2010-2011 season that Hastings College has lost 4 games in a row. In that season, Hastings had a 4-game losing streak, and they had a 5-game losing streak to end the season. They finished at 12-18, so it's been a couple of years since Hastings has lost 4 games in a row. But Gary Hofstetter hopefully has got the tools in place here to right the ship this afternoon against a very good Sterling team. Sterling, again, 3-4 in the season, but they're averaging 72 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 75.4 on the defensive end. Hastings College right now averaging 71 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 71.1 on the defensive end. As we talked with Kerry in a pregame show, the problem has been shooting. Hastings has not shot over 36% in any of the 4 games that we have lost here in the past couple of weeks. Hastings being pressured on the perimeter right now, causing a little bit of problems. Hastings with just 7 out of 30 from the field yesterday in their ball game in the first half against Friends. They were 5 of 28 from three-point range in the ball game, and actually Hastings had a tough time staying with nationally ranked Friends, and they lost to Friends University by a score of 61-53. Caleb Berry had 16 points, a couple of three-pointers for Hastings College. So hopefully the Broncos can right the ship here this afternoon and get ready to resume the Great Plains Athletic Conference season a week from today as Hastings will play in Sioux City against the Briarcliff Chargers. A couple of other ball games have taken place already today in the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. In a women's ball game to kick things off here this afternoon, it was Friends University beating Doan by the score of 74-60. So Friends comes to town and knocks out both Hastings and Doan here in this classic. The Doan College men just finished off a 67-50 win over McPherson. That's the team that Hastings played last night. Hastings College women have got this ball game against Sterling here this afternoon. And in men's play, in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today, a lot of the teams playing non-conference affairs and various classics around the nation. Mount Mercy is playing in Fremont against number 2-ranked Midland. Johnson and Wales playing against the Dort College Defenders today. Tabor will play Hastings here. And Simpson College is in Lincoln to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. Let's check the starting lineups now brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is a better bank. For the Warriors of Sterling, Ali Fowle will get a start at guard. She's a 5'6" senior out of Hillsboro, Kansas. Fowle is averaging 9.8 points per ball game. Jordan Greer is a 5'7" freshman out of Hosington, Kansas. Greer is averaging 8 points per ball game. Megan Stagner is a 5'10" junior from Little River, Kansas. Stagner averaging 7 points per ball game. Haley Davis, a 5'7" sophomore out of Haven, Kansas. Davis is averaging 13 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. And then Lori Dower is the girl inside, 5'11", a senior out of Fallum, Iowa. And Dower is averaging 15.7 points and 6.3 rebounds per ball game. For the Hastings College Broncos here this afternoon, it'll be Michaela Berry, 5'6", a sophomore out of Battle Creek, Nebraska. She's the transfer from Wayne State College. Berry is averaging 12.9 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. She scored 16 in the ballgame yesterday against Friends. Chelsea Morton is a 5'8" junior out of Holdridge, averaging 2.7 points per ballgame. The other starter will be Abby Jackson, 5'5", a junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jackson averaging 6.3 points per ballgame. Jamie Van Kirk, a 5'9" senior out of Sutton. Van Kirk is averaging 21.4 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. And then Sierra Williamson, 6'1", a junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. Williamson is averaging 5 points per ball game. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 points bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings going to be dressed in their crimson uniforms here this afternoon with their black trim. These are normally our road uniforms. The Sterling College Warriors are going to be dressed in their homestanding whites here today with their red and blue stripes down the side and their blue numerals. It alleviates the washing problems when you go back-to-back here on the road. So Sterling is going to be awarded the white jerseys here on day number two of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College and the Broncos for their road crimson uniforms here at home this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College will control the opening tip. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left. Really looking to get untracked offensively here this afternoon. It has been miserable for the last four games for the Broncos. They're shooting the basketball. Here's Berry going right to the rack. Her shot is up there and in. That's one way to increase your shooting percentage, and that's to take the ball to the hole. The Caleb Berry takes it right to the rack there for the first points in the ball game. Boy, Hastings College, and it's a 2-0 ball game. Broncos are out on top. Sterling comes back, driving the ball toward the goal. It's going to be Greer. Stops in the lane, puts up a little five-footer. Her shot is up and in. Jordan Greer scoring, so Sterling comes right back to tie the score up. We're about 30 seconds into the ball game. Hastings and Sterling in the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College here this weekend. Broncos get the ball on the high post. With it is going to be Sierra Williamson down to Van Kirk. Down in the corner, Jackson for three. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Long rebound. It comes out here in the three-point territory. It's picked up by Van Kirk. Down to Berry. She'll stop and pop from three. It's off of the front iron. No good. Ball is going to be tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Chelsea Morton on the far side, and Sterling will play things in. Hastings and Sterling here this afternoon in women's college basketball. Hastings and the Tabor men will go at it at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes Sterling back up the floor. Shooting to our basket to our right here in the first half. Here's Allie Fowle with it now. Moves it down in the corner on the left side. That's Davis with the ball. On the dribble, brings it up high on the block. Now between the rings again to Greer. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Having problems with the dribble, and now she loses as she's trying to go down in the corner. The ball is going to be picked off here by Van Kirk of Hastings. First turnover on Sterling in the ball game. They get it out to Jackson. Abby dribbling with the ball, left hand, as she backs up near the 10-second line. Abby Jackson running the offense here for Hastings, dribbling with it to the top of the three-point arc, drives it down the lane, runs into some traffic there, and we got a whistle. Sterling wants a traveling violation. Instead, we've got a personal foul called on Allie Fowle. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Sterling. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket just underway here today. There's an inbounds pass. They get it to Williamson. She misses the shot, but she's fouling the play. They got the ball right in front of the hole there, the Sierra Williamson, but she's fouling the play. Personal foul goes on Allie Fowle again. That's going to be her second. Sierra Williamson goes to the free throw line. She scored 11 points in the ball game against Friends yesterday. That was a brand new season high for her. Sierra Williamson, it's her first free throw. Williamson will have one more. She's a 74% foul shooter in the season. Hastings is a team hitting 74%, now only 39% from the field and 31% from three-point territory after this little four-game slump. Second shot is up there, no good, but an offensive rebound comes down to Morton. Gets it out to Michaela Berry, far side, down to Van Kirk for three. That shot's going to be up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Jordan Greer for Sterling. So Hastings has got an early 3-2 lead here over the Warriors of Sterling. Women's college basketball, Stagner has got the ball, top of the key now to Davis. They work it down in the left corner. That's going to be Greer with the ball on the wing to Stagner. She's going to try to penetrate inside against Chelsea Morton. Takes her to the rack. We got a foul called. It's going to go on Morton of Hastings. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on Hastings College. So it's going to be Sterling playing it in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. They get it out to Megan Stagner. She comes across the top now to Lori Dower. She's our leading scorer on the season so far. Here's Bricknell who's into the ball game, or Brickle. Their pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. A second turnover on the Sterling Warriors so far in the basketball game. Hastings has got it back on their offensive end. Williamson goes down in the corner. That's Morton. Her shot for three is up there and in. Chelsea Morton bangs home a three-pointer. She's been hurling only 20% of her trays for the season, but she bangs one home right there. 6-2 is the score. Hastings out on top here by 4 points. We have played about 2.5 minutes here in this one from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. There's a Kate Brickell who's into the ball game. Brickell down to a Dower, and she throws it out of bounds. Third turnover on Sterling. She threw it into the nickel seats on the far sideline, so three turnovers on the Warriors. They averaged 21 in the season, which is pretty high. They forced 19 on the defensive end. Hastings College has got a four-point lead. 6-2 is the score. We're about 3 minutes into the ball game from Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. There's Michaela Berry on the wing, circles around to the free throw line, stops there, comes over to Van Kirk. Long range jumper is up there from three, no good. Van Kirk gets a little rebound, goes back into the lane. Her shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Sterling, and a foul is going to be called. Van Kirk now 0 for 3 from the field here in the first couple of minutes of this ball game, and now Sterling wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Sterling, 16 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the first half here from the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 6 and Sterling 2.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's getting it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. 6-2, Hastings College with the early lead here over the Sterling College Warriors in the second day of their Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. Here's Haley Davis with the ball, and she throws the ball away. Trying to go out to Kate Raquel out here in 3-point territory. Kate was going the opposite direction of the pass went. That's the fourth turnover now in Sterling here in the ball game. And Hastings College will come back in their offensive zone looking to add to their lead, 6-2. Hastings out to the early advantage here. Abby Jackson comes into the forecourt, goes over to Michaela Berry. Free throw line extended right side, drives the ball toward the goal, and shot is up there and in. Michaela Berry scoring there for Hastings. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings increases their lead to 8-2. Back the other way as Davis has the basketball stripped out of her hands underneath the basket. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Davis was the last to touch it, so another turnover. That's their third consecutive turnover down the floor for the Sterling Warriors. So five turnovers now on Sterling. Hastings has got the 8-2 lead. And the Broncos will have the basketball back. Sterling will drop back. They'll be in a, looks like a zone defense. This trip down the floor. A 1-3-1 zone defense will be thrown up by Sterling in this possession here. Hastings is going to send in Alex Edwards into the ballgame now, and Chelsea Morton will come to the bench. So Edwards is in. Sierra Williamson is also out for Hastings, and Rachel Jeldon comes back in there. 8-2 is the score. Hastings with a 6-point lead. We're 4 minutes into the ballgame here at Lynn Farrell Arena. On the far side of the wing is going to be Michaela Berry. There's Chanel Farmer, who's also in the ball game. Berry gets it back on the baseline. A 12-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Berry grabs it back in the corner. Gets it out here to Edwards. Comes across the top. Now to Jackson. Jackson gets it over to Michaela Berry down in the corner. That's going to be Alex Edwards with the ball. Comes over to Jackson. She drives it to the hole and shines up there and in. Abby Jackson takes it to the rack and scores. That's her first field goal. Hastings is out on top now by 8 points. 10-2 is the score. Back the other way, Davis fires up with three. It's off of the back iron, no good. The ball tapped out, picked up by Kelsey Strobel. Is into the ball game now for Sterling. Out to a Brickell, drives it to the free throw line. Down to Strobel. She circles around, takes it into the paint. Throws it down in the corner on the right side. That's a Brickell. Fakes, now drives it to the racket against Jackson. Her shot is going to be up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jeldon of Hastings. Jeldon gets the ball away to Jackson into the forecourt to the Farmer. Fires up a three. Ball shot good. Chanel's one of those players that have really been struggling from the field, but she cans her first shot here. A three-pointer. Now Sterling wants to call a timeout. Another timeout. 15-11 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 13, Sterling 2.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College out on top here in women's college basketball. 13-2 is the score with 15 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the first half. The NAIA National Championship Football Series continuing today. And the one lone remaining team left from the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Morningside. They picked up a win today. Morningside over Missouri Valley by a score of 56-28. So the Mustangs will move on in their quest for a national championship up there in Sioux City. Morningside wins today in the NAIA National Championship Football Series over Missouri Valley Final score of 56-28. 13-2 is the score here. Hastings out on top of Sterling in women's college basketball. Broncos off to a good start, hitting 5 of their first 11 shots for 45%. Here comes Sterling up the floor. Hastings attacking a little bit now in the backcourt. Kelsey Strobel comes to the 10-second line. The pass is going to be deflected. Chanel Farmer grabs the ball, and now we got a foul called. Farmer got the steal there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Strobel. So they turn Sterling over on the pressure here right at the 10-second line. Chanel Farmer got the steal, the blocked pass there, and a foul is called on the Sterling Warriors as Strobel is whistled for the personal foul, and Hastings will get the ball back. Officially a turnover in the Warriors. That's their sixth of the ball game now. Hastings with an 11-point lead early. 13-2 is the score. Alex Edwards with the ball to Farmer at the top of the key. Brings it back to Michaela Berry. Bounce pass goes inside. Jeldon, she's double-teamed. Back out to Michaela Berry on the wing. Foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here on Megan Stagner out of Sterling. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 4 on the Warriors. End of the ball game now is going to be Tika Thompson. Tika Thompson comes in. Michaela Berry checks out. Tika did not play yesterday. She's averaging 8.6 points per ball game for Carrie Hofstetter and the Broncos. And Tika has got the ball here on the wing for Hastings College. Thompson pulls up, shoots a 17-footer. That rims off no good. Ball is rebounded on the baseline there by Dominique Santos of Sterling. She loses control of the ball down to Farmer. She goes up with a shot. She's going to be fouled in the play. Farmer took the ball away from Santos. And then Santos commits a personal foul. That's the first one on Dominique. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Warriors. And now Chanel Farmer, the former St. Cecilia Hawkette, will go to the free throw line here. 87% foul shooter in the season. That one is up there. It's going to be no good. Farmer misses. She'll have one more. Farmer scored 2 points yesterday as the Broncos were beaten by Friends University in the first round of this classic by a score of 61-53. Farmer's next shot is up there. That one rims off no good. And the rebound comes down here to the Sterling Warriors. Hastings still the 11-point lead, 13-2 is the score. Here's a pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Tika Thompson. That is the 7th turnover on Sterling as they face the Hastings College pressure. Jeldon from deep in the right corner throws up a 3. Her shot no good. The ball deflected out of bounds off the fingertips of Farmer. So Sterling College will play things in. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. Here's Sterling bringing the ball up the floor again. The ball is going to be knocked out of the hands of Strobel out of bounds. So Sterling will play things in now on the far sideline. 23 seconds left in the shot clock. 14-11 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Sterling by a score of 13-2. The Broncos looking to break a 4-game losing streak here this afternoon. A 4-game losing streak has not happened in Hastings College women's basketball since the 2010-2011 season. Here's a Dominique Santos with the ball. Now we got a foul called over here on the wing on the right side, or a violation, a traveling violation call on Sterling. That's the 8th turnover on the Warriors now. Hastings College will get the ball back here. Alex Edwards will play things in for Hastings. They get it to Abby Jackson into the forecourt. Jackson right-handed dribble, reverses the ball, gets it over here to Farmer now, brings it back to Jackson. Jackson now to Tika Thompson around the screen from Jeldon. Moves the ball down the lane. A scoop shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound, gets it back out here to the free throw line to Edwards, and her shot is up and in. Alex Edwards scores from the free throw line after the offensive rebound there by Tika Thompson. And now we got a shot clock problem here and a game clock problem at the 13:34 mark of this first half. Hastings is out to a 15-2 lead. So 15-2, Hastings out on top. We got 13 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in this one. Sterling is going to send a couple of substitutes in there as Haley Davis comes back into the ball game now. Kelsey Strobel will inbound the ball here for Sterling as Hastings applies a little bit of pressure here in backcourt. There's a Brittany Kohlberg into the ball game as well. Her pass across the 10-second line. They get it to Davis. Nice pass underneath the hole to Dower. She has the basketball stripped away. It is picked up in the lane, and the shot's up there and in by Kristen Waters. Dower wanted to take the shot, had it stripped out of her hands, but Kristen Waters was right there in the paint and scores. That's her first field goal. Hastings back offensively, and Jeldon is whistled for the steps. Got the pass from the right wing from Tika Thompson. Right in the paint there, and a traveling violation is called on Hastings. That's the first turnover on the Broncos here in the ballgame. 15-4 is the score. Hastings out on top. We have played about 7 minutes here in women's college basketball from Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Here's a Kelsey Strobel with the ball. Kelsey Strobel gets into the hands of Kohlberg. Picked up out there by Tika Thompson of Hastings. On the wing is Haley Davis. They're working around to the right wing now to a Kohlberg. Lobs the ball inside to Davis. Goes up against Farmer. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Haley Davis scoring for Sterling. She's averaging 13 points per ball game. That's her first field goal of the afternoon. And the Broncos now have a 9-point lead at 15-6. And now we got a personal foul call, an offensive foul away from all the action. It's going to go on Jeldon of Hastings. Rachel picks up her first foul. It's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. 12:39 to play here in the first half. 15-6. Hastings College out on top as Kelsey Strobel inbound the ball now. Right in front of the Sterling bench to our left here. Strobel will get the ball back. Brings it up against Tika Thompson and Tisa. Tika trying to knock the ball loose there. Picks up a personal foul. That first foul in Tika Thompson. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Here comes Barry back into the ball game now. Jackson will come to the bench. 15-6 is the score. Hastings with an early 9-point lead here in this one. Broncos looking to get back to the 500 mark. They're 4-5 on the season. Sterling coming in here with a mark of 3 wins and 4 losses. Sterling with the ball. Strobel drives it. Her pass can be intercepted. Intercepted there by Farmer of Hastings. Brings it back 2-on-2. Farmer pulls up at the top of the 3-point circle. Sends the ball inside to Jeldon. Back outside to Barry. On the wing on this right side now is going to be Alex Edwards. The Tika Thompson drives it toward the goal. Throws it back out here to Edwards on the wing to Michaela Barry. Barry sends it back inside to Jeldon, and the foul is going to be called on Dower. Lori Dower is going to be hit with a personal foul there on Sterling. That's going to be her first. Trying to deny the ball to the post player for Hastings, Rachel Jeldon. And now the Broncos will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's the 6th turnover on the Warriors here in this first half. Tika Thompson has got the ball for the Broncos. Left side of the lane. Gets it out to the top of the key. Michaela Berry now to Edwards. Jams it inside again. There's a shot by Jeldon. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down defensively to Strobel. Strobel has got it now for the Warriors as she runs into the forecourt. And a foul is going to be called here on Chanel Farmer. Chanel trying to knock the ball away from Strobel and picks up the personal foul. For Chanel, that's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Jeldon comes out. And the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Sarah Williamson as she checks back in there. Megan Stagner will inbound the ball for Sterling. Gets it into Lori Dower. Back to Stagner. Now out near the 10-second line to Brittany Kohlberg. Kohlberg is picked up there by Hastings College and Michaela Berry, who draws her assignment as the Broncos go man-to-man. Here's Davis down the lane. Her shot off the window is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Sierra Williamson gets the ball out of the hands of Chanel Farmer. Hustles into the forecourt. Down in the corner. Edwards drives the baseline. Back out to Farmer. Two-handed pass out on top to Berry. Michaela Berry dribbling with the ball now with 11.5 minutes to play. Here in this first half, Hastings out on top of Sterling by a score of 15-6. Tika Thompson with the ball, sends it down on the right sideline. Sierra Williamson, cross-court pass to Berry for 3. Shots off the front iron, no good. Rebound loose. Thompson picks it up in the lane, shoots and misses, and she's fouling the play. Tika Thompson got the offensive rebound there for Hastings. And a foul is going to go on to Brittany Kohlberg of Sterling. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 7 on the Warriors, so Hastings has now reached the bonus situation here in the first half. Thompson in the free throw line, just a 42% foul shooter on the season. She's had her problems there, 9 out of 21 from the stripe, and she misses this one, making it 9 out of 22. Brianna Solon coming into the ball game now for the Sterling Warriors. Brianna Solon is a 5'10" and senior from Salinas, California. She checks into the Sterling lineup now with 11:09 to play here in the first half. Next shot is up there by Thompson. That is going to miss as well. Too strong, and the rebound comes down to Solon here for the Sterling Warriors. Sterling brings the ball up the right sideline. Haley Davis has got the ball to Stagner. Stagner now to Kohlberg as he drives the ball toward the Hooper. Shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's ripped out of there by Hastings. Chelsea Morton got the rebound. Long pass ahead. They get it to Barry. Barry passes down to Williamson. Her shot is up and in. Sarah Williamson gets the field goal and the assist there from Barry. So it's a 17-6 ball game. Hastings out on top here in women's college basketball. We're about halfway through the opening half here at the Osborne Sports Complex today. Here's Brittany Kohlberg with the ball. Kohlberg gets it in the hands of Alyssa Gasper, who's entered the ball game. Back out on top now to Stagner. Open for 3. Takes the shot. It's good. Stagner hits a 3-ball there. She's been hitting only 6% of her 3-pointers this year, and she cans one right there from the top of the key. 17-9 is the score. Sterling is back to within 8 points here with 10-10 to play. In the first half, here's Tika Thompson with the ball, drives into the paint. Nice pass to Farmer down on the baseline, shot up and in. Chanel Farmer scores. She's now got 5 points in the ball game to give the assist there to Tika Thompson. 19-9, Hastings College with the lead now at the 9:55 mark of this first half. There's Alyssa Gasper with the ball. Nice feed down in the baseline. Going from the hole. A shot by Stagner. No good. And she can be fouled in the play. Berry picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Megan Stagner for Sterling. She's a 76% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 13 out of 17 from the free throw line this year. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Sterling is a team hitting 79% of the free throw tosses, 38% from the field, and 31% from three-point territory. They missed the first shot there from Megan Stagner. Score remains Hastings College 19 and Sterling 9. As Stagner will have one more, toes the mark, shot in the air, right through the hole. It's good. So see, it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Warriors back to within 9 points now at 19-10. Hastings back with the ball offensively here. In their scoring zone, Michaela Berry dribbling on the ball. Berry bounce pass over to Van Kirk, who's back into the ball game. Takes it down on the baseline. 10-footer is off the front iron. No good. Ball tapped out. Picked up there by Holly Samuelson, who's into the ball game for Hastings. Another offensive rebound for the Broncos. He comes inside to Williamson. Down in the corner, Van Kirk for 3. Shot is up there. She can't buy a basket. And a rebound comes down here to Solon for the Sterling College Warriors. Here comes Sterling back the other way. On the dribble is going to be Brickell, who's back into the ball game. Raquel sends it over here on the wing on the right side to Jordan Greer, who's back in there for the Warriors. Greer flips it out here to Stagner. Her pass is going to be right off of the fingertips of Solon, out of bounds. A turnover on to Sterling here in the ball game. The Warriors have now turned the ball over 11 times here in the first 11 minutes of this ball game. And they're trailing Hastings by 9, 19-10. Broncos come back with the basketball. Here's a Michaela Berry, starts off right, now reverses and comes over here to the near side of the court. We've got a whistle away from all of the action, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Sterling. It's going to go on Brianna Solon. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 8 on the Warriors. End of the ball game again. It's going to be Lori Dower for Sterling. Going out will be Solon. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Chelsea Morton. Morton is an 80% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 3 out of 5. Morton scored 4 points in the loss yesterday to Friends. A shot from the free throw line, dances around the rim and falls off the left side. No good. Sterling had to rebound, lost it out of bounds, but it was lost touch there by Morton of Hastings, knocking the ball loose from Megan Stagner. So Sterling will play things in underneath the Hastings College basket here with 8:48 to play in the first half. Sterling will get things into the far sideline. Raquel has got the ball. Raquel brings it up the far sideline, brings it into the offensive zone. Pass down on the baseline. That's Gasper. Her shot from 7. No good. Rebound Williamson. Outlet pass. Berry grabs the ball. Berry is open. She drives the length of the floor and scores. Broncos scoring in transition. That'll make the coach happy. Michaela Berry now with 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. And Hastings has opened up a 21-10 lead here in this basketball game against Sterling. Megan Stagner with the ball comes over in the wing to Jordan Greer. Greer behind his screen, circles around, takes to the left side of the lane, throws up a 17-footer and hits it. Jordan Greer scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 21-12, Hastings with the lead. Van Kirk with the ball for the Broncos. Free throw line extended left side. Van Kirk puts it on the floor, moves to her right, fires the ball down to Morton, inside to Williamson, to Van Kirk. Michaela Berry with the ball now in the wing, throws up a 3. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Megan Stagner. Stagner into the forecourt, now to Jordan Greer. He looks at the three-pointer and passes it up. Goes out to Stagner now. Picked up by Chelsea Morton of Hastings. Takes it down in the corner on the right side. Megan Stagner throws up a long shot. It's going to be just inside the ring. It goes right through the hole. Megan Stagner scores. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. 21-14. Hastings with the lead. Now we got a foul back at the other end as the Broncos took the ball into the hole. The foul is going to go on Stagner. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk is 0-for-5 from the field here. To begin this basketball game today, she has really been in a slump the past 4 ball games, and thus the Broncos have had trouble scoring. Now Van Kirk can't hit a free throw. Misses her first free throw here. That's only her 6th miss of the 2014-2015 season. She's now 41 out of 47 from the free throw line for Hastings. Van Kirk did score 12 points yesterday. In a ball game against Friends. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Jamie Van Kirk is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Chanel Farmer comes in. Van Kirk comes out now for Hastings. 22-14 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead. Jordan Greer will inbound the ball here for Sterling. Kelsey Strobel in backcourt. Gets it back to Greer. Comes up the near sideline. Races into the offensive zone. Then loses control of the ball. Right into the Bronco bench. And another turnover on Sterling. The 12th turnover of this first half against the Sterling College Warriors. And Hastings will now play things in right in front of the Bronco bench. Chelsea Morton will get things in. They get it to Abby Jackson. Abby comes into the forecourt now for Hastings. With the Broncos out on top here. 22-14 in women's college basketball. Samuelson has got it down to Farmer. Now to Samuelson. Moves inside the ring. Gets it back to Farmer. Inside now to Rachel Jeldon. To a wide open Jackson on the left wing for three. Shot is up there. No good. Jeldon grabs the rebound. Down to Chanel Farmer. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot left-handed. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. She is checked from behind and the foul is called. Personal foul is going to go here on Samuelson, though. Holly picks up a personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number six in the Broncos. So Sterling will play things in. Hanging around here in this first half. 22-14 is the score. Hastings with an 8-point lead. There's a pass nearly intercepted, and now it is. It's picked off by Morton, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Threw it over the head of Chanel Farmer, who's coming back to help her out, and Morton threw the ball long, and the Broncos turn the ball away here. That's the second turnover on Hastings. Sterling has got 12 here in the first half. It's going to be Sterling inbounding the ball here in backcourt to get it into the hands of Kelsey Strobel. Strobel now to Dower, brings it back to Strobel, who hands the ball away to Brickell, and she'll bring things up against Abby Jackson of Hastings. Pass over here to Jordan Greer in front of the Bronco bench. Moves it down in the corner to Brickell again, picked up by Jackson. Brickell moves it around the screen, and now we got a foul called. Personal foul is going to go on Sterling, an illegal screen there by Kelsey Strobel. She set the screen trying to spring at Kate Brickell, but she's also guilty of the personal foul, so she will check out now. Kristen Waters comes back in there. 6:30 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Sterling College here on the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. 22-14 is the score. Now we got another whistle. Hastings came into the offensive zone here. A personal foul is going to be called on the Dower, I think, of Sterling. Yeah, it's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 10 on the Warriors. Going to the free throw line will be Chelsea Morton. She's 0-1 from the line so far this afternoon. She'll have a couple of shots here. So Hastings looking to add to their total. 22-14 is the score. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Morton. She'll get one more. Chelsea Morton now back into the starting lineup for Hastings after missing last season because of a knee injury. Getting back on pace here, and she's back into the starting lineup now for this 2014-2015 season. Morton will have another one. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings College again with a 10-point lead here, 24-14. Hastings has led by as many as 11 points here in the first half. Sterling has got the ball, racing back the other way as Brickell. Traveling violation. Brickell runs into Jackson, but she's also whistled for the traveling violation. Now Sterling wants to call a timeout. That's the 13th turnover on the Warriors so far here in the first half of play. We've got a timeout, 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play until halftime. Hastings with the lead as the Broncos 24 and the Warriors 14.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with Hastings College basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of Sterling 24-14. Broncos so far in the first half, only 36% from the field again. They are 9 out of 25. Sterling has actually hit a better percentage there at 46%, but Sterling has attempted only 13 shots here, made 6 of those. The Warriors have turned the ball over 13 times here in this basketball game. Hastings will not have a midweek game on Wednesday. Next action for Broncos after this Roadway Inn Classic will be next Saturday. We'll be in Sioux City, Iowa, against the Briarcliff Chargers. Women's ball game will be at 2 next Saturday with the men to follow at 4. And of course, you can catch all the games all season long right here on 1230 KHIS. 24-14, Hastings College with the lead. The Broncos have the ball. Rachel Jeldon comes to Chanel Farmer, left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes back into Jeldon, who kicks her back out here top of the key. Chelsea Morton has got it. Ollie Samuelson out of Jackson. Here's Farmer again. Takes a three from the left side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Jeldon with a rebound. She lost it in the corner. Picked up by Brickell. Long pass down the floor to Haley Davis, who gets the ball into the hands of Greer. And her shot is up and in. Jordan Greer scores. That's her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. 24-16 is the score now. As the Sterling College Warriors are back to within 8 points. Hastings on the high post. Jeldon has got the ball. Dribbles once, hands it away to Farmer. Now to Jackson on the far sideline. Drives inside, puts it up to her left hand and scores. Abby Jackson, a little scoop shot with her left hand as she scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. He sings with a 10-point lead again at 26-16. Here's Alyssa Gasper with the ball now for Sterling. Over here to the near sideline to Haley Davis. Davis picked up by Farmer, gets away, and now drives it. We got a foul called on Morton, who tried to poke the ball away. Adding a little assistance there to Farmer, but Chelsea picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 7 of the Broncos. And now Sterling has gotten to the bonus here in the first half. Haley Davis will go to the free throw line. Brittany Kohlberg comes in for Sterling. Going out is going to be Brickell. Coming in for Hastings is going to be, looks like Michaela Berry is going to come in. Chelsea Morton is going to check out. So here comes Haley Davis to the free throw line. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Davis is a 75% foul shooter in the season. She's now 29 out of 38. Holly Hild is also into the ball game for Hastings College. Hild, a 5'8" freshman out of Omaha. Second shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Davis. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's 26-17. The Broncos still with a 9-point lead. 5 minutes to go here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Here's a Samuelson with the ball. Now to Farmer out here in three-point territory. To Berry, top of the key. Holly Hild sends it back to Farmer on the wing on the right side. There's Samuelson, top of the circle. Drives it down the paint all the way to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out to Berry. 4 seconds in the shot clock. Samuelson, she takes the ball down the short left baseline. And now we got a foul called. She got the shot to go down, but it won't count. Personal foul is going to be called on Brittany Kohlberg of Sterling. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Holly Samuelson will go to the line now for Hastings. Samuelson has not missed so far this year. She is 8-for-8 from the free throw line with 4:40 to play. That shot is up there. That one is good. Samuelson will have one more. That gives Hastings a 10-point lead now at 27-17. Hastings College men will battle Tabor in our last ball game today coming up at 6. Next shot is up there. It is good by Samuelson. It's now 28-17. Hastings College with the 11-point lead. Broncos pressuring here in backcourt. Jordan Greer has got it on the dribble. Goes to the far sideline to Kohlberg. Kohlberg dribbling with her left hand, setting up the offense here for Sterling. They get it on the high post to Waters, who hands the ball back to Kohlberg. Kohlberg picked up out there by Hastings. Right on her face is Holly Hill from the Bronco D, driving down the baseline, putting up a shot. It's going to be no good. The shot taken there by Jordan Greer. Gets her own missed shot back. This one in the lane. Shot is going to be no good. Rebound to Farmer. Farmer gets it to Hill down the left sideline. Stops at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Down to Farmer again. Out here in three-point territory to Holly Hill to the far sideline now. That's Michaela Berry. Bounce pass to Farmer. Top of the key. Chanel open. Takes the three and misses. Long rebound comes out here to a Gasper. Her outlet pass deflected by Farmer, but it's picked up here by Sterling. With the ball is to Waters to the top of the key to Kohlberg. Sends it to the far sideline. Driving toward the hole. A shot is up there and in. That is Jordan Greer. Jordan Greer scores. That's her fourth field goal of the ball game. She's got 8 points. And Sterling back to within 9 now at 28-19. 3.5 minutes to play in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Michaela Berry with the ball. Berry sends it to Farmer inside to Rachel Jeldon. Down to Holly Samuelson, top of the key. Now to Farmer to Jeldon. Down low on the left side. Back out to Samuelson. Her shot is up there and in. Holly hits a three-pointer. Holly Samuelson knocks down a tray for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. 31-19. Hastings now their biggest lead of this first half at 12 points here. With 3:06 to play. Kohlberg trying to power her way toward the goal. Down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out. Here's a shot by Gasper from 15. That won't be good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's a Berry with the ball. Now to Samuelson. Cross-court pass goes to Farmer. Open for three. Takes the shot and misses. Rebound to Jeldon. She has the ball stripped away. Jeldon picks it back up. Goes up for the shot, and she's fouled in the play. Rachel Jeldon will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. A personal foul is whistled on Kristen Waters. That's going to be her first foul. 10 fouls plus on Sterling here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jeldon for Hastings. Her shot is up there, and it's going to be no good off of the right side. Jeldon will have one more. She's a 69% foul shooter on the season. Dominique Santos coming into the ball game now for Sterling College. I think it's Haley Davis also returning there for the Warriors. Here comes Jeldon back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. Jeldon now with her first point of the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a 32-19 lead over Sterling College here in the second day of the Roadway-In Classic presented by Hastings College. Alyssa Gasper is with the ball now for Sterling. Right-handed dribble, she trots it into the offensive scoring zone. There's a pass down on the baseline. It's tipped away from Haley Davis. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings College ball. Davis couldn't control it, and she got her hands on it there before it went over the end line. That's going to be the 14th turnover on Sterling in the ball game. Hastings will come back the other direction. 2.5 minutes to play until halftime. Michaela Berry on the dribble, moves it to the right side of the floor. Berry looking at the defense, directing some traffic out there now. Sterling is in a man-to-man defense, and we got a personal foul out top. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson as she was trying to set a screen out there. Picks up the personal foul for her efforts. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 8 on Hastings. 2:21 to play. Sterling has got the ball. It's officially a turnover on Hastings. That is their third here in this first half of play. Farmer knocks the ball loose, but it goes out of bounds. Farmer got her hands on it there as Brittany Kohlberg was bringing the ball up the near sideline. So now Dominique Santos will inbound the ball here for Sterling College. Goes into the backcourt to Brittany Kohlberg to bring things back into the offensive zone against Farmer. Kohlberg gets away, takes it down to the baseline, throws up a shot off the window. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. Farmer grabs the ball for Hastings College. And now a traveling violation is called. Traveling violation called here on the Chanel Farmer. So Hastings with their fourth turnover the first half. Dominique Santos will inbound the ball now. Baseline right side underneath her own basket with 2:02 to play. Santos will get things in to Kohlberg for three. She throws up a long-range jumper that will not go. Rebound comes down to Davis. She goes back. Her shot no good, but she's hammered on the play. And the foul is going to go. It's going to go on Alex Edwards. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line for Sterling is going to be Haley Davis. Davis has got 3 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the stripe. She was fouled in the active shooting, so she'll have 2 shots here. Her first one is up there and in. 32-20. Hastings College with a lead here over Sterling College. 1:55 to play in the first half. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So Davis now got 5 points in the basketball game. Hastings has got an 11-point lead at 32-21. Alex Edwards to the far sideline to Farmer. Farmer gets into the hands of Hild, who drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Hild did a nice move right in front of the basket, and she scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points, and the Broncos are out on top again by 13 at 34-21. Hastings trying to break a four-game losing streak here this afternoon. There's a Haley Davis with the ball to Dominique Santos. Santos free throw line extended right side, sends the ball down low on the block. That's Gasper. She puts up a shot. It's good, and she's fouled. Alyssa Gasper making a move to the right side of the block there, down low, and a foul is going to go on the Hastings College. It's going to go on Williamson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 10 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line to try to convert on this three-point play will be Gasper. Rachel Jeldon comes back into the ball game for Hastings, and Sierra Williamson will come out. Alyssa Gasper to the free throw line. This will be her first free throw of the year for Sterling as she looks up there, and the rim's off no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Edwards with a rebound, gets it into the hands of Berry. Michaela Berry trots it into the offensive zone now for Hastings. The Broncos with an 11-point lead, 34-23. Bounce pass out to Farmer, top of the key to Berry. Sends it down low to Edwards, back outside. With the basketball there is Holly Hild, comes across the top to Berry. Berry sends it over to Farmer on the right side of the floor, deep in the corner. There's a shot by Hild that won't go. Rebound, Dominique Santos. Santos runs her back the other way for Sterling. Santos having problems with a dribble now. She's whistled for the double dribble violation. Turnover number 15 on Sterling in the ball game. Hastings will come back the other way. 48 seconds left on the game clock. As the Broncos will play things in. Michaela Berry will lead the offensive attack here. Goes to Holly Hill, not a Farmer. Here's Berry, pulls up inside the three-point arc and tosses up a shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Comes down to Jovan. Their shot is up and in. Rachel Jovan grabs the offensive board and the putback there. 36-23. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here's Brittany Kohlberg with it now for Sterling as they trying to work for the last shot of this first half. Kohlberg on the dribble, comes to the right side, reverses the ball, gets it out here to the top of the key. Driving down on the baseline, there's a shot up there, no good by Gasper. Long rebound comes out to Farmer. Farmer in the fourth quarter with 7 seconds to play. Chanel Farmer looking, two-handed pass comes out on top to Edwards. To Michaela Berry, far side, three-pointer, off the rim, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College trying to break this four-game losing streak has got the lead over Sterling College at halftime. It's Hastings 36 and Sterling 23. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play. And how you win. Plus the personal service of Steve Barinola, Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, On the Bricks, 2217 Central, Downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, 36-23 is our score. Hastings College has got the lead here in women's college basketball over Sterling. Hastings and Sterling were tied up at 2 points apiece, and then the Broncos kind of took over there as Hastings scored 13 straight points to go out on top, 15-2. And Hastings pretty much dominated this first half of play, got out to a 11-point lead at 21-10, led by as many as 13 points at 32-19, also led 34-21. Right now it's a 13-point lead at halftime for Hastings. The score is 36-23. Broncos again trying to break a four-game losing streak. That hasn't happened in women's basketball here at Hastings since the 2010-2011 season. Hastings had a four-game losing streak and a five-game losing streak that year. Finished at 12-18 on the season. That was before Kerry got here as the head coach, but Hastings trying to shake off a rare four-game losing streak here this afternoon, and so far playing a little bit better in this ball game against Sterling this afternoon. The Warriors being led so far by Jordan Greer. She has got 8 points in the ball game on four field goals. Megan Stagner has hit a 3 and a 2, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 6. Haley Davis has got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 5. Kristen Waters has got a field goal for 2. And Alyssa Gasper has got a field goal and 2 points here for Sterling. The Warriors are currently 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. And I've got Sterling now with 18 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings College is being led so far. A balanced scoring attack. We've got Michaela Berry with 6 points on 3 field goals. Chanel Farmer has got a 3 and a 2, and she is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 5. Chelsea Morton has got a 3-pointer, and she's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points. Holly Samuelson has got 5 points and a 3, and she's 2 out of 2 from the line. The other scorers for Hastings, Abby Jackson has got a couple of field goals for 4. 3 points for Rachel Jeldon on a field goal, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sarah Williamson has got a field goal. She's 1 out of 2 from the stripe with 3 points. And then 2 points apiece for Alex Edwards on a field goal, and Holly Hild has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings College. Shooting numbers in the ball game for Sterling in the first half. They are 9 out of 22 from the field for 40.9%. Actually out shooting the Broncos. Hastings only 13 out of 35 from the field, 37%. Sterling is 1 out of 3 on 3-pointers for 33%. Hastings College is hitting 3 out of 16 from beyond the arc for just 18%. From the free throw line, Sterling is 4 out of 7 for 57%. Hastings College only 7 out of 15 from the foul line for 46%. Broncos winning the rebounding war in the first half. Hastings with 20 rebounds, 18 for Sterling. Hastings with 10 on offense and 10 on defense. Sterling has got 5 offensive rebounds, and they've got 13 on defense. Broncos have turned the ball over only 5 times in the first half of play. And Sterling has 18 turnovers. Broncos have 1 block shot and 7 steals. Sterling has got no block shots and 7 steals. And Hastings with a lead here at halftime over Sterling College. The score is 36-23. Earlier today in women's college basketball and teams involving the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Doan today lost to Friends University here in the Hastings College Roadway Inn Classic. The score was 74-60. The other teams in the conference in action today, Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Southwest Minnesota. Sterling playing here against Hastings, and Nebraska Wesleyan is playing at Wartburg College tonight in a non-conference affair. NAIA National Championship Football Series today. The only team left in the conference, Morningside, they picked up a win today, so the Mustangs will move on in their quest for a national championship. Morningside took care of Missouri Valley today by the score of 56-28. Coming up next, we've got Tyson Irvonik. He's got Hastings College Spotlight, and we've got the second half straight ahead. Hastings with the lead here in women's college basketball. It's the Broncos 36 and Sterling 23. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
And welcome inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios as we are at halftime here of our Hastings College basketball broadcast. Joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, well, we head out to a team that's soon going to be headed out to Orange Beach, Alabama. The Hastings College women's soccer team advancing with a 1-0 win over Olivia Nazarene in the first round of the NAIA soccer tournament. And Chris Clements is joining us now on the show. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a great victory, and excited to be on the show.
Hey, Coach, let's maybe just talk a little bit about this Hastings College women's soccer team. Boy, it seems like just a couple days ago we had you on for the Pepsi tailgate party. Now we're already into the NAIA national tournament, but obviously very exciting time within the women's soccer program right now.
Yeah, anytime you're playing and scheduled to play a match on December 1st, you're excited. It's kind of what we always tell the recruits, hey, we want to play into December. And obviously having that opportunity to do that, it's very important for the team and for the program.
Let's just take a look back here at this first round matchup for Hastings College women's soccer team. Olivia Nazarene, of course, we've seen them a couple times, of course, kind of a powerhouse in soccer, if you will. A lot of international flavor there. But just talk a little bit about, who really stepped up on your Lady Broncos team and propelled you to this victory?
You know, really, honestly, I know it's probably a cliche, but I'd say it was a huge team step up. Mm-hmm. We had players all across the board really step up and play very well. As a lot of people probably know, we've had some injuries over the last couple of weeks. And so really having some new players kind of step in. Sarah Goodman, a redshirt sophomore from a redshirt freshman from Colorado, kind of came off the bench for us, hadn't played very many minutes this year, ended up starting because of an injury to Captain Kelly Boland, played very, very well. Another freshman moved Sarah Toney into the back line because of an injury to Haley Wright, and she kind of stepped up really big for us. Michaela Vadaboncura from Colorado has played very well all season, but really hadn't had any assists, hadn't had any goals, and obviously chose a great game to get an assist to Taylor Geis, who's our leading goal scorer, offensive player of the year, put away the goal. So really an overall team effort, but, you know, obviously kind of singling out those two for just having to, you know, really step up as young players, and, you know, and Sarah and Tony. And then obviously Vada and Geis getting the assist and the goal is obviously big time for us. So, but it was a great team effort.
You mentioned a little bit about Taylor receiving some of those honors from the Great Plains Athletic Conference Player of the Year. You yourself receiving some honors as the Coach of the Year. Just sort of talk a little bit about the season Taylor's had as only a sophomore.
Yeah, you know, Taylor's obviously new. She transferred in here at for this. This is her first year here, even though she's a sophomore. She came from Abilene University in Kansas City. And she, you know, kind of got a little bit of a slow start. You know, hadn't scored the goals in the first couple of games that she's probably used to scoring. And I think that was, you know, maybe looking back now, maybe it was good for her. She really had to focus. She really had to get back to the basics, making sure she was doing the little things right. And then really took off, scored 12 goals for us in conference play, scored one in the conference tournament series. And then scored one in the opening round. So she's sitting at 19 goals right now for the year. So that's obviously a great setup for her. Leading goal scorer in the conference, like I said, leading point totals in the conference. So I walked away with that most valuable player, offensive most valuable player, which was a good award for her as a sophomore.
Well, there's 11 players on a soccer pitch, Coach, and nine of them, or maybe eight of them, were named either to a first team All Great Plains Athletic Conference or second team All Great Plains Athletic Conference. Obviously, just this is just something, as far as the national tournament is concerned, this is something you had your sights set on with this team.
Yeah, when we chatted in the spring when I came in, we talked about what our goals were going to be when we met as a team during preseason. This fall, which seems like a long time ago, August, right now. But when we met, we kind of said our goal was to win the regular season or win the conference tournament and then make the national tournament. And obviously, you know, having achieved that goal when we went to Olivet, we were excited, we were happy. But you know, one thing about this team is seems like we're never really satisfied. So we kind of went there with the attitude of this is great, but let's get to Orange Beach. You know, it's a little bit more motivation. It's 70 degrees in Orange Beach. We just got done with training, and, you know, it's not 70 degrees here in Hastings, Nebraska right now. So obviously that's an added bonus for the girls.
Once again, the Hastings College women's soccer team heading to Orange Beach, Alabama in December, on December 1st, for their round of 16 matchup against the overall number one Embry-Riddle. What do you know about this school in Florida?
We watched some film on them. You know, they're a good team, very international. Pretty much the whole roster is from Sweden, Norway, or somewhere else. You know, they score a lot of goals. They haven't given up a lot of goals this year. But you know, we're taking it. I've found a couple of weaknesses. We hope, and obviously, we hope we just show up and play well, and kind of just show how good Hastings College women's soccer really is on the national level. So, you know, I think it's going to be a tough game, but one that we're excited to go play, and play in a game where, you know, really we have nothing to lose, being, you know, the 17-seeded team, you know, playing the number one-seeded team. Obviously, you know, you're kind of the underdogs, and, you know, as everybody knows, that's, you know, sometimes a good position to be in. It's a different position for us here at Hastings. Normally we're not the underdogs, but we kind of are, so we're going to embrace that and kind of go with it.
He's Chris Clements, the head coach of the Hastings College women's soccer team, again heading to Orange Beach, Alabama on December 1st to take on Embry-Riddle in the round of 16 for the NAIA National Soccer Championships. Coach, again, congratulations on the victory over Olivia at Nazarene. We wish you the best of luck moving forward, and can't wait to talk with you when you get back home.
Sounds good. So much. Appreciate it.
It's Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHS. Second half action is coming right up.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead here in women's play, 36-23. Halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as well. Pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings are located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So the Broncos, they have got a 13-point lead to begin the second half, 36-23. Hastings out on top. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. Sterling has got the ball. The opening possession here in the second half. Megan Snagner has got it. Goes over to Haley Davis. Now to Jordan Greer. Out here in 3-point territory. Not a foul as he drives the ball into the hole and she's going to be fouled in the play. Foul is going to go on Jackson of Hastings. That's going to be her first team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half. And going to the free throw line will be Allie Fowl. She has not scored so far today. Averaging 9.8 in the season. As Fowl puts it up there, and the shot is good. He's an 84% foul shooter in the season coming in here. She is now 12 out of 14 from the free throw line. 36-24. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Fowl's second shot is up there. That's straight through the hole and is good. Nothing but cord there for Allie Fowl. As now a 36-25 ball game. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Michaela Berry dribbles behind her back to bring it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing. Jackson has got it. Behind his screen, they get it over to Berry. Lobs it inside down to Williamson. Her shot's going to be no good, and the ball is brought out of there by Lori Dower. Takes that ball away from Williamson. Dower gets it into the hands now of Allie Fowl, and she's going to be dribbled the ball on his sideline over there against Jackson, who is applying the pressure. So Sterling turns it away for the 19th time here in this basketball game. We're just 30 seconds into the second half. They've got 19 turnovers here against the Bronco defense. Hastings inbounds the ball, and it's going to be knocked out of the hands of Jackson. So Hastings College will play things in on the far sideline. They've got the 11-point lead, trying to break a four-game losing streak here in women's college basketball this afternoon. Michaela Berry has got the ball, races it back into the offensive zone down the near sideline. Abby Jackson holds it on the wing. Jackson comes out between the circles now to Van Kirk, and now a three-second violation is called. Three-second violation on Williamson. That's going to be the sixth turnover on Hastings College. Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt. Allie Fowl has got the ball. Goes to the far sideline out of Davis. Brings it into the offensive zone with a pass down the right sideline. Jordan Greer takes it down to the baseline. Loses control of the ball. Now she's trapped down there. And Greer, nice play there. She bounces the ball off of the leg of Michaela Berry out of bounds. So Sterling will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jordan Greer has got the ball looking... But play it in. She does the foul here at the free throw line. Over to Haley Davis. There's a bounce pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings. Chelsea Morton got the interception. Gets into the hands now of Jackson. Bounce pass goes over in the wing on the left side to Michaela Berry. Moves to her right. Fires up a three ball. It's off of the front iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Williamson, and she puts it in there left-handed. Sierra Williamson, that's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points. Hastings again leading by 13. It is 38-25. We played about 90 seconds here in the second half from Lynn Ferrell Arena on the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. There's a three ball that rings the gong. Allie Fowl scores from Dunaway, top of the key there. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, 38-28. Sterling College back to within 10 points. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball now for Hastings College. Goes over to Michaela Berry. She moves to her left here as Sterling is in a man-to-man. Now Berry gets away, drives it to the rack, puts it up there. The shot good, and she's fouling the play. Nice move by Michaela Berry, the transfer student there from Wayne State. As Michaela Berry drives the ball to the hole, and she is fouled in the play. So Berry goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Haley Davis picks up the personal foul for Sterling. That's going to be her first. So Berry to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Michaela Berry on a three-point play for Hastings, and the Broncos have a 13-point lead again at 41-28. This match is their biggest lead of the ball game. There's a Haley Davis with the ball into the forward court now. We got a traveling violation again. This is Sterling was trying to set up offensively. 21 turnovers in the ball game now for Sterling. Obviously, it is hurt the Warriors here. Actually, out shooting Hastings from the field, but 21 turnovers, a big problem for him offensively. Here's Jackson with the ball now for the Broncos. Left-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone for Hastings. Jackson dribbling, sends it over on the wing. That's a Van Kirk. Moves it down in the baseline, drives into the hole, and a shot good. Van Kirk scores. That's her first field goal out of the ball game. She's now got 3 points. Just the second time in her Bronco career that she's been held without a field goal in the first half. Now driving at the hole the other way is going to be Haley Davis. She scores over Van Kirk. Davis now with 7 points in the ball game, 43-30. Hastings now with a 13-point lead. It looks like Sterling has gone back to that 1-3-1 zone defense. So Hastings will have to work against the zone here in the second half, at least for the time being. Van Kirk with the ball goes over on the far side to Jackson. Jackson comes across the top. That's a Chelsea Morton. Her shot is up there from three. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Lori Dower of Sterling. Back the other way on the dribble is going to be Allie Fowle, and she's going to be fouled on the play, and she took it right to the hole. A foul here will go on Hastings. It'll go on Jackson. That's going to be her second. Allie Fowle will go to the free throw line. Sterling has gone to his zone defense. Obviously, they know about the problems Hastings has been having shooting the basketball, so they'll stay in zone for a while and see if the Broncos can conquer things offensively. Allie Fowle's free throw is up there and in. She's now 3 of 3 from the free throw line today. She's got 6 points. Sterling is back to within a dozen. 43-31 is the score. Next shot is up there. That one is through the hole. It is good. 43-32, 16:50 to play in the ball game here this afternoon from Lynn Farrell Arena. They've gone to a zone look again. Looks like a 2-3 zone this time. They get it inside to Van Kirk, now to Williamson, now to Berry for three. Shot is up there, it's good. That's one way to break it. Outside three-pointer, Michaela Berry knocks down a tray. She's got 12 points in the ball game. She had 16 in that loss yesterday to Friends University. So Berry is having a good weekend here for Hastings College. They work the ball inside again to Dower. She tries to back it up down the lane, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. Turnover number 22 now on Sterling. Here comes Farmer into the ball game. Van Kirk will come out. Williamson will check out of the ball game as well, and Rachel Jeldon checks back in there. 46-32. Hastings with a 14-point lead. Jackson will come back the other way. Or Hastings College goes to Farmer on the wing on the left side. Dribbling to her right, back to the left. Bounce pass goes inside to Morton, and she's going to be checked on the play, and a foul is called. A foul here is going to go on to Haley Davis. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 2 on the Warriors. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson waiting, waiting, waiting. Finally comes out here to Jeldon. That's the top now to Michaela Berry, back to Jackson for three. Shot is up there right through the hole. It's good. Abby Jackson hits her first three-pointer of the day. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and Hastings has their biggest lead of the ball game now at 49-32 with 15:54 to play in the basketball game today. Here's Stagner with the ball, and she's back in there for Sterling. Over to Allie Fowle as he drives it down to the baseline, and we got a foul called. Foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Jackson again. So three fouls now on Jackson. Team foul number 3 on Hastings. Strobel comes back in now for Sterling. Also coming in for Hastings is going to be Holly Samuelson. Samuelson checking in for Jackson. 49-32 is the score. Hastings with a 17-point lead. Kate Brickell will inbound the ball for Sterling. Gets it to Jordan Greer. Her three-pointer from the corner. Good. Jordan Greer throws up a tray. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. 49-35. 14-point lead. Jeldon down in the corner. Samuelson for three. Her shot good. Maybe Hastings has found the range here. Samuelson now with 8 points in the ball game. That's her second tray, and Hastings now leading by 17 points at 52-35. 15:20 to play here in the basketball game from Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Jordan Greer with the ball, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Jordan drilling with it. Comes over here on the wing on the left side to Brickell. Lobs it inside to Dower. Spinning, putting up a shot from just in front of the bucket. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon of Hastings. Rachel Jeldon gets the ball ahead. Now to Farmer. Pulls up inside the three-point arc. Takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. Gets it back out here in the three-point territory. That's Berry with the ball. Now to Farmer. Free throw line extended left side. Chanel behind the screen. Drives it down the lane. Stops or pops. Her shot is up there. No good. Dower with a rebound. Dower for Sterling. Goes to the far sideline. Now back to the near side. Haley Davis drives it against Samuelson. Puts up a shot. No good. And she's fouling the play. Samuelson and Jeldon were both there for Hastings. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Samuelson. That's going to be your second. Team foul number four on Hastings here in the second half. And going to the free throw line will be Haley Davis now for Sterling. Her shot is up there and the shot is good. Davis now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Sterling was 4 out of 7 from the charity stripe in the first half. Dominique Santos comes into the ball game now for Sterling. 14:40 to play in the basketball game. Hastings leading by a score of 52-36. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. Alex Edwards with a rebound. Gets it to Berry. Nice pass inside to Jeldon. Drives her shot. No good, but she's fouling the play. Hastings in transition. Got what they wanted, but they couldn't finish there as Jeldon will now go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called on Davis. That's going to be her third. Jeldon to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 3 points in the ball game. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings in the first half, 7 out of 15 from the stripe. Knocking one down right here with the Rachel Jeldon. Next shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sterling's Kelsey Strobel. Strobel moves it to the right sideline now into the offensive zone. Strobel gets it to Brickell out here to the far sideline to Haley Davis. Davis behind his screen. Davis moves it to the free throw line on the dribble. Stops there, throws up a shot, and banks one home. Haley Davis banks one home from the free throw line. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. 53-38, Hastings with the lead. Here's Rachel Jeldon for the Broncos. Over to Chanel Farmer. Top of the key. Berry throws up a three. It's going to be no good, but we got a foul before the shot. Underneath the hole, it's going to go on Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 5 on the Broncos here in the second half. 14:06 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings has got the lead. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Broncos now applying pressure here in backcourt. Kate Brickell will bring the ball up against Farmer of Hastings. Brickell to the near sideline, gets it into the offensive zone as he crosses the 10-second line. Farmer goes for the steal. Brickell gets loose, now gives it to Sullen. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from the elbow. Hastings comes down with a rebound, but falling down with the basketball was Edwards, and she's hit with a traveling violation. Seventh turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Sterling will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 13:49 to play in the game. Hastings 53 and Sterling 38. Into the ball game for Hastings will be Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie's shooting woes continue today. She is 1 out of 6 from the field, 0 out of 3 from three-point range, and she got one free throw in 2 attempts. Hastings out on top here by 15 points. Sterling with the ball. And their offensive end is Brickell. Free throw line extended right side. Drives it to the free throw line. Comes over here to Santos on the near side. Santos puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Launches up a tray and hits it. Dominique Santos knocks down a three-pointer. And Sterling all of a sudden is within a dozen again at 53-41. 13.5 to play. Here comes Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk moves it over here to Holly Samuelson. Out to Farmer. Comes across the top. That's going to be Van Kirk. Two-hander pass underneath the bucket. That's Samuelson. Her shot is up and in. Holly Samuelson scoring on the assist there from Van Kirk. That's 53-41. Hastings out on top by 12 points here as we approach the 13-minute mark here in this basketball game from Lynn Farrell Arena. Brickell has got the ball. Gets away around the screen. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Now we got a whistle. We got an offensive foul call here. So we come over to set a screen for it and commits the personal foul. Alyssa Gasper is hit with a personal foul, and that's going to be her first. Now we forgot to put the score up on the scoreboard, so it's 55-41. Hastings with a 14-point lead, and the Broncos have the ball. Here's Samuelson. Her pass it down the lane is going to be deflected away. Samuelson had it back. She lost it. Now Farmer picks it up. Farmer comes over here to Jeldon. Hastings College keeps it alive. Samuelson moves it inside the free throw circle. A shot rims off, no good. Gelman had the rebound. She was checked from behind, and the foul was called. Kelsey Strobel picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number five on the Warriors. 12 and a half to play. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Megan Stagner comes back in with the Sterling lineup. Kelsey Strobel will check out. So Holly Samuelson will inbound the ball for Hastings. Lobs it out here. Van Kirk grabs it right at the elbow, left side of the lane. Van Kirk dribbling with it now, takes it to the rack. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores for Hastings. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 5 points, 57 to 41. Long pass inside is going to be too far for Brianna Solon. It's out of bounds. Another turnover on Sterling. Pass came in from the left wing. They threw it too far to Brianna Solon. It goes sailing out of bounds. That's turnover number 23 in the ball game now for the Sterling Warriors. Hastings College men will take on Tabor in our second ball game tonight, 6 o'clock starting time here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Personal foul here is going to be called on Sterling as Hastings brought the ball back into the forecourt. The foul here is going to go on Megan Stagner. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number 6 on the Warriors. Into the ball game, Lori Dower. Into the ball game is going to be Allie Fowle now for Sterling. Also checking in for the Warriors is going to be Kristen Waters. Hastings College will play things in underneath their own basket to the left side. That's Holly Samuelson looking to play things in. Looking. And now we got a foul call before she gets it into Van Kirk. A foul away from all the action is going to go on Waters, I think, of Sterling. Yeah, Waters picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on the Warriors. So now Hastings will go to the free throw line here for the 1-1. Stepping to the mark will be Alex Edwards. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That's her first free throw. She shot all year, and she missed it. Rebound comes down to Waters. So Hastings still with a 16-point lead at 57-41. Hastings looking for their fifth win of the 2014-2015 season here. Dominique Santos tries to wheel a pass down low. It's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on Sterling. Here's Van Kirk. She drives it right to the rack against Santos. Her shot is up and in, and she fouled into play. Van Kirk takes it to the hole there against Dominique Santos. Van Kirk scores. Santos commits the personal foul. Van Kirk now with 7 points in the ballgame, and Sterling wants to call a timeout as Hastings has opened up an 18-point lead now here in the second half. We've got a timeout, 11:44 to play. In the basketball game, the score, it is Hastings College 59, Sterling 41.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. Online at HuskerPowerProducts.com. Hastings College led at halftime 36-23. Broncos have now extended their lead to 18 points here in the second half at 59-41. And maybe the Hastings shooting woes are over, at least for a while. The Broncos at least sitting above 40% from the field. In the last four losses, their highest shooting percentage has been 36%. And they have really been handicapped on the offensive end. The Broncos hitting 22 out of 49 from the field today for 44.9%. They have knocked down 6 out of 21 shots from 3. Meanwhile, Sterling College, 14 out of 29 from the field at this point for 48%. Sterling has hit 4 out of 6 from the field from 3-point range and 66%. Big problem for Sterling has been their turnovers are sitting at 24 right now. We still got 11:44 to play in the basketball game. Van Kirk to the free throw line to try to complete a 3-point play. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Jamie Van Kirk has now got 8 points in the basketball game. She had 12 yesterday in their loss to Friends University. 60-41. Hastings with a 19-point lead as Sterling comes into the offensive zone here. This is Gasper with the ball. Gasper comes over here to foul. Behind his screen, foul moves it to the free throw line, throws it over there to Jordan Greer on the wing. Jordan Greer lobs it inside. That's Waters, and we got a traveling violation. Waters ran into some traffic there. The Hastings College D was collapsing on her. And she is hit with a traveling violation. Turnover number 20. Looks like 25 officially down for Sterling College. 25 turnovers against the Hastings College defense. Tika Thompson with the ball. They get it to the high post to Jeldon. Back to Tika. She drives it for the rack and scores. Thompson's first field goal of the ball game. And it's now 62-41. Hastings out on top by 21 points here in this basketball game. We're down to 11 minutes to play in the second half from Lynn Ferrell Arena this afternoon. Out on top, this is going to be Gasper with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the wing. Sent it to the top of the key. Now to Waters. Dumps it down low to Dower. Twisting and turning. Her shot over Jeldon. No good. Rachel Jeldon grabs the rebound here for the Broncos. Now a pass to Thompson down the right sideline. Gets the ball ahead to Edwards. Down to Thompson. Back out to the top of the three-point circle. Tika Thompson will back things up now and reset the offense for Hastings. Plenty of time on the shot clock. 15 seconds. There's a Jeldon with the ball. Now to Thompson. On a dribble down to the baseline. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Hastings ball deflected out of bounds there by Allie Fowl of Sterling. Kelsey Strobel comes into the ball game now for Sterling. Going out is going to be Kristen Waters. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Thompson will key things in for Hastings. The Broncos with a 21-point lead. Thompson looking, comes way out on top. That's going to be Jeldon with the ball. Comes to Van Kirk at the free throw line, puts up a shot good. Jamie Van Kirk now with 10 points in the basketball game, and the Broncos lead by a score of 64-41. We got 10 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Here's Kelsey Strobel with the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, comes over in the wing on the left side to Greer, circles around behind his screen, down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there as good, and she's fouled in the play. Jordan Greer gets the field goal to go down, so go to the free throw line here to try to convert on this three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jeldon of Hastings. That's going to be your third. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. So going to the free throw line will be Greer to try to complete this three-point play. She has not been there so far today. Here's Shana's up. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Jeldon with the rebound to Thompson. Gets the ball ahead. The ball is going to be tipped. Edwards saves it from going out of bounds. Farmer's got it now. Farmer gets back out to Tika Thompson out here in three-point territory. Finds a seam. Takes it to the basket. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Dower goes tumbling down underneath the hole here for Sterling. And Lori Dower is going to be the guilty party. That's going to be her third personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Tika Thompson. She's a 42% foul shooter coming in here. She's missed a couple of foul shots here in this one. She is 9 out of 23 from the stripe so far this season. And her shot is up there. It is good. Tika will have one more. 65-43. Hastings College with the lead. Broncos again looking to break a four-game losing streak here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. That one is good by Thompson. And Hastings now out on top on a score of 66-43. There's Allie Fowl with the ball. Far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Being hopped out there by a Chanel Farmer. There's a pass to Dower. Lori Dower out here. She forces the ball down low, but a foul is going to be called. Trying to get it in the hands of Kelsey Strobel. And a foul here is going to be called by Edwards of Hastings. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos. And now we got a 1-1 situation coming up here. Haley Davis is going to come into the ball game for Sterling. Going out will be Jordan Greer. To the free throw line is going to be Alyssa Gasper. She is 0 out of 1 from the stripes so far today. That's her first free throw of the season. Gasper will have another chance here on a 1-1 situation. Throws it up there and the shot rims off. No good. Rebound Hastings. Edwards got the rebound for the Broncos to Farmer. Now to Tika Thompson. Runs her back the other way for Hastings. Broncos have a big lead here, 66-43, with 9.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. The Hastings College men coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Tika Thompson with the ball. Gets it out here to Farmer. Moves to her left. Fires up a three ball. It's up there and right through the hole. Farmer now with 8 points in the basketball game. Her season high, the 10 that she put up against the Northwestern earlier this year. First game of the conference season. There's a shot put up there and in by Alyssa Gasper, and she's fouling the play. Gasper took it right to the hole there. She circled around into the lane and put it down through the hole. Personal foul here is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Thompson. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Now going to the free throw line again for Sterling is going to be Alyssa Gasper. 4 points in the contest for Gasper. She'll have a couple of shots here. First one is good. She'll get one more. End of the ball game now for Sterling is going to be Megan Stagner. Stagner comes in. Jasper, he's only going to get one foul shot there. And then she checks out of the ball game. Abby Jackson comes back into the ball game for Hastings College. Here comes Tika Thompson. She goes coast to coast as they break the press. Thompson's driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sterling. Haley Davis at the other end goes up against Van Kirk. No good, but Van Kirk commits the personal foul. That's the first foul on Jamie Van Kirk. So now going to the free throw line for Sterling is going to be Haley Davis. She's 4 out of 6 from the free throw line so far today. She'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up. It's going to be no good. Bronco basketball today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Second shot is up there. It is good by Haley Davis. She's now got 11 points in the basketball game. Sterling is back to within 22 points at 69-47. There's Van Kirk with the ball, hustles into the forecourt, has it knocked loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Sterling on the Hastings College turnover. That's Strobel with the ball, gets to the foul. She drives her shot, blocked out of bounds. But Hastings turns the ball away. Attempted shot blocked out of bounds there by the Broncos, so it's going to be Sterling playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. This is Megan Stagner with the ball, looking to get things in. She does, down in the corner to Haley Davis. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the far side, and now throws it over to Fowl. Entry pass, they get it to Stagner. She wheels in the lane. The ball is knocked loose. It's picked up by Dower. Dower to the short right baseline. The shot is put up there. No good by Solander. Shot's going to be rimming off, and the rebound comes down to Jackson. Long pass down the floor. We got a whistle. A traveling violation is called on Holly Hill. Jackson got the ball to Hill, and Hill is whistled for the extra steps. Turnover number 9 on Hastings. 25 for Sterling. In the ball game, Hastings with a 22-point lead, 69-47. 8 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the basketball game this afternoon. And then we got a traveling violation at the other end. Haley Davis is whistled for the extra steps as she tried to work on the left side of the lane. Van Kirk comes out of the ball game now for Hastings. Barry comes back in there. Hastings has got the ball as they bring it up against the pressure now from Sterling College. The Broncos have led from almost the beginning. It was 2-2. Other than that, Hastings has been in complete control of this ball game, now leading by 22 points here in this one. Tika Thompson with the ball. Nice pass down low to Jeldon. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here, and the shot is up and in. Holly Hill got the loose ball and scored. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 71-47. Hastings College has got the lead. Here's a Haley Davis running back the other way now for Sterling. Throws it up out on top to Kelsey Strobel. Strobel into the hands of Stagner. Megan dribbling with it down to the far sideline, picked up by Tika Thompson. There's Haley Davis with the ball, and then again, a whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Lori Dower trying to shake the Warriors loose on the far side by setting up a screen. She gets in with her fourth personal foul here in the ball game. There comes Williamson back into the ball game for Hastings, and Jeldon will check out. 7 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Women's College basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College has got the lead today over Sterling, 71-47. Inbounds pass is intercepted by Davis. She scores, and she's fouled in the play. So Davis steals the inbounds pass, and she's going to be fouled in the play here by the Broncos. Now Davis will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Holly Hill gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. So Davis toes the mark here for a possible three-point play. Haley looks up there. Shot is up. It's right down to the hole. It is good. Davis now with 14. And the Hastings lead is now 21 points at 71-50. Now we got a timeout. The Broncos call a timeout as Barry just across the 10-second line wanted to call the timeout. She was tied up on the play. She didn't get the timeout, I don't think, in time. So a jump ball is going to stand. But fortunately, the Broncos have a possession arrow pointing their way. Barry wanted a timeout. She didn't get it. She was tied up on the play. But Hastings will play it in on the alternating jump. Barry's now got the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Her pass out on top is deflected. It's picked up by Tika Thompson. Thompson has got it. Dribbles it. Takes it down the lane. Running one-hander is up there short. No good. Air ball. Rebound comes down to Haley Davis of Sterling. Davis gets it on the near sideline. Running back the other way is going to be Allie Fowl. Fowl hustles into the forecourt. Down the near side to Megan Stagner. Out on top now to Davis. Drives it down the lane. Her shot no good. That foul is going to be called again on Hastings. And now Davis, Haley Davis will go to the free throw line for two. The foul is going to go on Jackson. That's going to be her fourth. So four fouls now on Abby Jackson with 6:48 to play in the ball game. 71-50 is the score. Davis to the line. Her shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. She's now 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. She's got 14 points in the ball game. Chelsea Morton into the ball game now for Hastings. Tika Thompson will come out for the Broncos. Haley Davis will have another shot here for Sterling College. It's in the air. It's good. Nothing but cord that time for Davis. 71-51. Sterling back to within 20 points here. Hastings working against pressure here in backcourt. There's Chelsea Morton. Her pass across the 10-second line. They get it to Jackson. She pulls up a little 10-footer halfway down and falls off. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Sterling. Kelsey Strobel had her hands out underneath the Hastings basket, but lost it out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That was 6:35 to play here in the ball game. Broncos get things in. Jackson has got. Sends the ball inside to Williamson. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson scores with a left hand. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 73-51. Hastings dominated here in this basketball game. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson. She runs it down the near sideline. Abby pulls up at the top of the three-point arc. Sends it in the lane. It's going to be swatted away from Williamson, but a foul is going to be called. Foul here will go on the Sterling College. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Foul goes on Alyssa Gasper. That's going to be her second. Sierra Williamson to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 7 points in the ball game so far. One out of two from the free throw line. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. The free throw line by Sierra Williamson and the free throw by Williamson is going to be no good. Coming into the ball game now, Jordan Greer for Sterling. Going on is going to be Haley Davis. 73-51. Hastings College has got the lead here this afternoon. Next shot by Williamson hits the front iron, the back iron, and down through the hole. So Sierra Williamson gets the free throw to go down. Hastings with a 23-point lead. The inbounds pass is stolen away by Barry. Barry gets it to Holly Hilders into the ball game now. To Samuelson deep in the left corner. Back out to Michaela Barry. There's Samuelson just to the left of the lane. Moves it down in the corner to Hill, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes back out to Samuelson for three. Shot up there, no good. Offensive rebound, and the foul is going to be called. An offensive foul here is going to go on Hill. That's going to be her second. She got the rebound just to the left of the basket, and she is hit with a personal foul. She was backing in, I think, to a defender down there, and Kerry doesn't agree with that one. So walking back to the other end, we're going to have some free throws. Allie Fowle will go to the free throw line for Sterling. She is 4 out of 4 from the line so far today. She's got 7 points in the basketball game. 5 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Here's a foul. She puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Carrie trying to explain her position, but she's going to lose this conversation. Allie will have one more shot here. Hastings with a 23-point lead, 74-51. Next shot is up there is good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 74-52. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Barry racing back the other way for Hastings all the way to the hole. Nice pass down here to Hilden. Shot is up and in. Barry took it right down the lane at the last second. Wings her over to Holly Hill, who scores the easy field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game for Hastings College, and it's 76-52. Hastings out on top now with 5.5 minutes to go. There's a pass down to Dominique Santos. Her shot for three is good. Santos hits her second three ball in this ball game. She's got 6 points. 76-55. Hastings with the ball and the lead here. Out here in 3-point territory. There's going to be Barry. Michaela Barry comes to the near side on the dribble. Now behind the screen by Sierra Williamson. Launches up a 3-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound Samuelson. Goes back up. Her shot is good. Holly Samuelson scoring there. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. That's a brand new season high for her. So Holly's having a good ball game here today. She had 9 earlier in the ball game against the College of the Ozarks. She's got 12 so far today. Back the other way, twisting and turning on the right side of the lane is going to be Jordan Greer, and her shot is up and in. Greer has now got 15 points in the ball game for Sterling. Here's Chelsea Morton. Her shot's blocked down, but a foul is going to be called on Santos. Morton taking the ball over the rack there for Hastings, and a foul is called on Santos. That's going to be her third personal foul. Sterling is over the 10-foul limit. In fact, both teams are over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Morton now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line today. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Here comes Kate Brickell into the ball game now. Here comes Haley Davis in for Sterling. 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play in this one. Hastings out on top of Sterling by a score of 79-57. Next shot is up there by Morton. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jordan Greer. Greer comes to the near sideline with a pass to Brickell. They get up to 4 now to Davis. Drives the baseline from the left corner. Shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Haley Davis moves it from the left corner toward the goal, and she scores. She's now got 17 points in the ball game for Sterling. Personal foul is going to be called here on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her third. So a chance at another three-point play here for Haley Davis. As she will toe the mark for the Warriors. Her shot is up there. It is good. 79-60. There's a pass to Morton right at the 10-second line. Gets into the forecourt. There's a jumper from the short right baseline. No good by Holly Hill. And the rebound comes down here to Sterling. Kate Brickell gets it to Dominique Santos. Her pass down in the corner is deflected out of bounds. Getting your hands on it there for Hastings College is going to be Barry. So Santos will play things in. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Hastings out on top by a score of 79-60. Kate Brickell with the ball. Brickell moves it on the dribble to the wing on the right side. Down in the corner, Strobel. Her shot's up there and in a three-pointer. Kelsey Strobel hits a three ball. That's her first field goal of the ball game, 79-63. Hastings with a 16-point lead. Back the other way. Berry goes coast-to-coast and scores. Michaela Berry takes it right down to paint and scores. She's got 14 in the ball game, 81-63. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Hill got her hands on it there and deflects it into the Sterling bench. Warriors will play it in just to the left of the table. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game for Hastings. Samuelson will check out. Holly's had a good ball game. Again, 12 points in the ball game. New season high for her. She comes to the bench at the 357 mark. Jordan Greer with the ball deep in the corner left side. Bounce pass goes inside. Putting it up left-handed. A shot by Strobel is going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Williamson of Hastings, and that's going to be her fourth. So going to the free throw line will be Kelsey Strobel now for Sterling. He's got one field goal and a three-pointer for only scoring in the ball game so far. Her shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Strobel, a 90% foul shooter coming into the basketball game today. She is now, 21 out of 23 from the free throw line. Allie Fowl comes into the ball game now for Sterling. Going out is going to be Dominique Santos. Hastings with a lead, 81-64, with 3 minutes and 51 seconds to play in this contest. Strobel will have one more. The second one's up there and misses off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Morton gets the ball to Farmer. Now ahead. They get it to Rachel Gelden, who scores on the pass from Hild. Rachel Gelden scores there for Hastings. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Back the other way, a driving layup. An offensive foul is going to be called here on Davis as she runs over a Bronco down there. Haley Davis gets hit with an offensive charging foul. That's going to be her fourth. Kelly Schreibvogel coming to the ball game now for Hastings College. Schreibvogel is a 6 foot sophomore out of Keensburg, Colorado. So some of the younger kids will get a chance to play here in this one. Well, Hastings out on top, 83-64. The Broncos' four game losing streak is going to be over after this one. Here's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. Gets it to Abigail Newbrugge, is into the ball game as well for Hastings College. She's got the ball on the wing, lobs it down to the baseline, back out to Newbrugge from the corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, picked up in the lane there by Farmer. Loses control of it. It's still loose in the far sideline. Newbrugge dives for it over there, and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is going to be pointing in favor of the Warriors, so Sterling will play things in. Hastings College men in their second ball game here will take on Tabor College. That one's scheduled to tip off at 6 o'clock tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Broncos looking to go 2-0 here in this Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend. Sterling took the ball into the paint there and had it knocked out of their hands. So Sterling will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Ali Fowl will inbound the ball here for Sterling. Looks, goes down in the corner. That's a Jordan Greer. who gives it back to Fowl, brings it up high on the block, and then sends it out here in three-point territory. And knocking down a three-pointer is Kelsey Strobel. Strobel now with 7 points in the ball game, and now Sterling wants to call a timeout. Sterling calls a timeout, 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 83, Sterling 67.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 2:52 remaining here in the basketball game. Hastings looking to even up the record at 5 wins and 5 losses. We'll get restarted with the Great Plains Athletic Conference season next Saturday. Hastings currently sitting at 2-3 in conference play. Broncos will play at Briarcliff next Saturday up in Sioux City. Women's men's basketball doubleheader. The women's game will go at 2 with the men to follow at 4 o'clock. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the Pepsi pregame show at 1:45 next Saturday. Hastings with a big lead here, 83-67 with 2:52 to play in the contest. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Sterling now attacking all over the place. Here's a Chelsea Morton. She'll bring the ball up for Hastings. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone for the Broncos. Flips the ball away now to Farmer. So now Farmer looking at Carrie Hofstetter for some instructions. Farmer drives the ball to the far sideline. Stops, sends the ball inside. It's going to be kicked and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Getting her foot out at that time was Kelsey Strobel. So Hastings will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. Farmer looks to key things in. Long pass comes out here into the three-point territory to Morton. Morton has got the ball. Now to Newbrugge. He remains in the ball game. Out here to Morton. Gets it inside. There's a shot taken. It's no good, and the foul is going to be called. They got it inside to Tribevogel. Now she'll go to the free throw line here for Hastings as she was fouled in the play. That's going to be 5 fouls on Haley Davis. So Davis fouls out of the ball game. She leaves with 18 points. So a good ball game for Haley Davis today, but they're going to come up short. She leaves with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the second half. So Tribevogel goes to the free throw line now for Hastings College. As she looks up there, and the shot is going to be good. So Tribevogel from Keensburg, Colorado scores here for Hastings College. She'll have one more. The Broncos now with an 84-67 lead. Next shot is up there is good. So a couple of free throws there by Tribevogel. And Hastings now leading by a bunch. It's 85-67. Hastings led at halftime by 13 at 36-23. There's a pass that's going to be knocked out of bounds on the far sideline. Sterling will play things in. 2:19 to play here in the contest. Hastings 85, Sterling 67. They get it into a Kelsey Strobel, who gets it out here on the wing, now to Jordan Greer. Jordan Greer puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the free throw line. Her shot is up there, no good as it rattles out. Gets her own rebound. And now we got a rustling match, and we got a jump ball called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Hastings shooting the ball much better here today. Now 46% from the field. They're 31 out of 66. Hastings 29% from three-point territory. Here comes Farmer up the floor. Now it's Tribevogel. Her shot for the baseline is no good. She is hammered on the play there as Alyssa Gasper got back and commits the personal foul. That's going to be the third foul on Gasper. So Tribevogel goes back to the free throw line for Hastings College. He nailed a couple of free throws just seconds ago. Hastings have put 85 on the board here this afternoon against Sterling. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. In the ball game now for Sterling will be Brittany Kohlberg. She checks in. Here comes Kristen Waters into the ball game for the Warriors as well. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Hastings and Tabor coming up next in men's basketball in the last game of this two-day classic here presented by the Roadway Inns of Hastings. Next shot is up there. It is good by Shribe Vogel. And now she's got 4 points in the ball game, all on free throws. And the Broncos back out to a 20-point lead. Here's Kohlberg with the ball. Takes it into the lane. Goes for the rack. Throws up a desperation shot. She falls down, but she's fouling the play. He's going to go on Shribe Vogel. That's going to be her first. Now going to the free throw line for Sterling is going to be Brittany Kohlberg. She'll have a couple of shots here. 50% of the season. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Brittany Kohlberg knocks down a free throw here to get into the scorebook. Chelsea Morton checks out. Now Hastings getting some fresh bodies in here with 1:50 to play. Kohlberg will have one more. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Edwards was battling for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. Last touch there by Kristen Waters. So Hastings College go to 5-5 and after this one here tonight. They got a big lead, 87-68 with 1:45 to play. Abigail Neubrugge with the ball now for Hastings as he brings it into the offensive zone. Neubrugge, one of the youngsters out there for the Broncos, a freshman out of Omaha. Sends it over to Chanel Farmer. Farmer bounce pass to the top of the key to Holly Hill. To Neubrugge on the wing. Moves it down in the corner to Alex Edwards. Out to Farmer. Top of the key. There's Holly Hill. Drives the ball to the rack. Her shot no good. And she's going to be hammered on the play. The foul is going to be called here on Sterling. That's going to send Holly Hill to the free throw line. Waters picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Turn into a foul fest here down the stretch. Holly Hill to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. She's now 3 out of 8 from the free throw line this season. Holly has got 6 points here in the basketball game this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Hill. It's now 88-68. The Broncos with a 20-point lead here in this one. Brittany Kohlberg with the ball. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone here for Sterling. Goes over to Jordan Greer. Greer puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, looks at the three-pointer, passes it up, comes over here to Kohlberg. Entry pass down low. Shot is up there, no good by Waters. Gets her own rebound, goes back up and scores. Kristen Waters missed the first one, got her own rebound back and scores it. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, 88-70. Hastings with an 18-point lead. Broncos with the ball now with 1 minute to play here in the basketball game. Neubrugge gets away, pulls up, shoots a 10-footer from the right side. Shot too long. Rebound comes down to Brickell. Brickell has got the ball now for Sterling. Gets the ball ahead now to Kohlberg. Hustles into the forecourt down here on the left side of the floor. Kohlberg sends the ball inside. Who kicks it back to the right side of the lane. To Waters. It's up from 10. Good. Kristen Waters with her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. 88-72. Hastings leading by 16 now with 28 seconds to play. Abigail Neubrugge with the ball. Comes over here to Holly Hill, who holds it on the wing. Top of the key to Alex Edwards. Back to Hill on the right side. The Farmer cranks up a 3. Shot is up there off of the heel of the iron. No good. And we got a foul call on the rebound. The foul is called on the rebound. It's going to go on Hastings. Alex Edwards picks up her third. That's going to be team foul number 10 plus on Hastings. So he walked to the other end of the floor now with 14.4 seconds remaining in this contest. Case Brickell goes to the free throw line. This will be your first foul shot of the season. For Kate, as she toes the mark, her shot is up there, it's good. She knocks down a free throw. Now the score is 88-73 in favor of Hastings College. With just seconds remaining here in this ball game, Kate Brickell will have one more. Shot is up and the shot is good, so she steps to the line and knocks down a couple of free throws. 88-74. Hastings coming back the other direction, down the far sideline. Farmer gets into the hands of Holly Hill. Look at the clock there, 7 seconds. Neubrugge has got it now. Abigail Neubrugge just holding on to the ball. Now she puts it on the floor, and that's going to be the final score. Hastings College wins it here tonight over the Sterling Warriors by the score of 88-74. So the longest losing streak in women's basketball recent memory of 4 years or so is now over. Hastings breaks a 4-game losing streak here today as they knock off Sterling College by the score of 88-74. Hastings will improve to 5 wins and 5 losses on the season. Hastings will play again next Saturday in Sioux City as we return to conference play against the Chargers out of Briar Cliff. Sterling College, they drop to 3 wins and 5 losses. Again, Hastings College controlling this one most of the way. Got into a big size lead in the first half of some 13 points, led by 13 points at halftime. They go on to win here this afternoon by 14 points. 88-74 in the final score. The Broncos with a win. We'll come back and recap this ball game. Check the numbers as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct during the Black Friday Price Buster Sale on now. Purchase a queen mattress two-piece set for only $249. Choose a Simmons Beauty Sleep Queen set for only $399. 18-month no-interest financing is available, and your purchase can earn a $50 Visa prepaid card by mail. See store for details. Only at Furniture Direct, just behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Come join Kirshner's Auto Corner for their 30th anniversary celebration. Register to win any of six gift cards and look around at the really nice selection of vehicles on the lot. You'll love the selection of 2011, 12, 13, and 2014 Impalas with low miles in red, white, black, or gray. Lots of vehicles to choose from, and no reasonable offer will be turned down. The anniversary celebration is on now at Kirshner's Auto Corner at Colorado and South Streets in Hastings and online, kirshnersautocorner.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. The second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College, game number three today is in the books, and the Hastings College women's basketball team picks up a win over Sterling College today by a score of 88-74. We were tied up at 2 points apiece early in this basketball game, and Hastings rattled off 13 straight points to go out on top at 15-2 with 13 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings got out to as much as a 13-point lead at halftime, 36-23. Broncos opened it up and actually led by 20 points plus in the second half. Sterling came back late in the contest to make the score look respectable, but the Broncos were never in any trouble in the second half of play as they go on to win by 14 points at 88-74. Hastings again now 5-5 on the season. They break their four-game losing streak with a win this afternoon, 2-3 in conference play. So get back in the GPAC action next Saturday. Sterling, they dropped to 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. But check the final shooting numbers in the ball game here today. Sterling College, 24 out of 44 from the field. They hit 54% of their field goal tries here today. Hastings College was 31 out of 68 from the field. They connected on 45%. That's much better than we've been accustomed to the last four ball games. All four of those games, we were 36% or below. So Hastings hitting 45% from the field today. Sterling College was 7 out of 9 on three-pointers for 77%. Hastings was 7 out of 25 for 28%. Sterling from the free throw line, 19 out of 30 for 63%. Hastings, they connected on 19 out of 32 for 59%. The rebounds, the Broncos had 34, Sterling had 30. Hastings had 16 offensive rebounds, 18 on defense. Sterling had 7 offensive rebounds and 23 on defense. The Broncos turned the ball over 12 times today, 32 turnovers for Sterling officially in the basketball game today. The Broncos had 2 block shots and 12 steals. Sterling had no block shots and 2 steals. The score was tied one time. We had no lead changes as Hastings led all the way. The Broncos' biggest lead in the ball game was 26, with 9 minutes and some change left in the ball game. And Hastings goes on to win by 14 points today as they knocked off Sterling College out of Kansas. The final score of 88-74. Take a 1 minute timeout. Come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Looking for somewhere to protect your boat, camper, car, or all the other equipment you own? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881. Gene or Colby are ready to help you design an Astro building that will meet your needs and fit your budget. Astro buildings are attractive, adaptive, and most of all, affordable. Whether large or small, simple or detailed, an experienced Astro crew will put up a custom-designed building for you using only quality materials and expert workmanship. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
The final score of 88-74. Final scoring totals in the ball game here for Hastings. Michaela Berry for the second straight night leads the Broncos in scoring. She had 14 points in the basketball game today. She hit 1 3-pointer with 6 out of 14 from the field. So Michaela Berry scores 14 points. Holly Samuelson had a season high today as she scores 12 points in the basketball game for Hastings. Samuelson connected on a couple of 3-pointers. She was 4 out of 6 in the field. So Holly with 12 points, and Jamie Van Kirk had 10. Three players scoring double figures for Hastings. Berry's 14, Samuelson's 12, and Van Kirk had 10 points. The other scorer, Chanel Farmer, she had 8 points in the ball game today. 8 points also for Sierra Williamson, and 7 points for Abby Jackson, and 7 for Holly Hill. Chelsea Morton came through with 6 points. Tika Thompson had 4. Alex Edwards had 2 points in the ball game. And that wraps up the scoring for Hastings College. We did have, coming to the ball game, Kelly Schreibvogel. She came in there late and hit 4 free throws for Hastings College. The Broncos putting up 88 points on the board here this afternoon against Sterling College. The Warriors, they were led by Haley Davis as she scores 18 points. Jordan Greer had 15. The other scores for Sterling, we see Allie Fowle, she had 8 points. Brittany Kohlberg, she had 2. Kate Brickell, she had 2 points. Megan Stagner, she had 6. Kristen Waters had 6 points. Dominique Santos had 6. Kelsey Strobel had 7. And Alyssa Gasper, she had 5 points in the ball game today for Sterling College. So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Sterling College by the score of 88-74. I want to check the rebounding totals here right quick before we move on. The leading rebounder for the Sterling Warriors today in this basketball game was Haley Davis, and she had 5 rebounds. And the leading rebounder for Hastings College looks like Rachel Jeldon, who came up with 8 boards in this ball game today. So Hastings College women's losing streak is over now. They got to 4 games, but Hastings picking up a win here this afternoon over Sterling by the score of 88-74. The Broncos will play again on Saturday afternoon up in Sioux City as they take on the Chargers out of Briar Cliff. We're going to take a timeout right here. Take a 1-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll check in with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.